You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach, coming to you from Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. And this is really just kind of the epicenter, really, Kent, of everything that's going on. So you've got to come to Herb's House. And we're looking at one of the attributes of God today in our devotion. We're looking at the omnipotence of God, that God is all-powerful. And this is going to be a great encouragement to your Christian life. You need to know who God is. And among many attributes of God is this omnipotence of God. So I've got a verse, very simple verse, Kent, Genesis 17, verse 1, in which the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, God now identifies himself to Abram and says, I am God Almighty. Almighty. You know what that means? All might. That means, therefore, there is no might or power outside of God. And whatever power there is in our puny, tiny little life, it's been given to us by God. It's His power at work within us. It's His power that really is on loan from God. But God is the possessor and the giver of all power. And so He is God Almighty. So let's just talk about this. What does this mean? Well, it means, first of all, nothing is impossible to God. Nothing is hard to God. Whatever God desires to do, He has omnipotence to carry it out. It's really just finger play for God to answer any prayer, to step into any situation, to reroute the course of any set of circumstances. God is omnipotent. And so therefore, nothing's impossible. Nothing is beyond the ability of God to bring to pass. The only restriction that we could say, in a sense, is just whatever His sovereign will is. And God can never act contrary to His own character and to His own being. So therefore, God cannot tell a lie, because God is perfect truth. There are some things that God cannot do. He'll never violate His own holiness. But everything within the will of God, He has all power to bring it to pass. We just look at the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, He spoke everything into being out of nothing. And God did it effortlessly. He didn't even have to stretch his arm. He just spoke it. And by His mere breath, the entire universe came into play. And moment by moment, He sustains and upholds everything in the universe. So He didn't create everything with omnipotence and then walk away and just rest. And no, God is at work every moment of every day, sustaining creation, answering prayer, ordering the affairs of providence, overruling in certain situations, working in hearts. And wherever God is at work, God is victorious. We could say God is undefeated. There can be no resistance to the omnipotence of God that could ever succeed. I mean, how could anything we ever do stymie the omnipotence of God or hold God back from His good pleasure? So this is an enormous confidence builder for us. And so therefore, no one is beyond the saving power of God. He's able to save the chief of sinners, Saul of Tarsus. He's able to save the one who we would perceive to be the hardest person to reach with the gospel. God can crash into that life if that is His sovereign will. And God gives us strength to live the Christian life. He gives us strength to go through difficult times. And, you know, Kent, there may be someone watching our devotion today, and they find themselves between a rock and a hard place, and they may be wondering, how can I even continue to go on? This omnipotent God who has all might and power gives to us a greater grace and gives to us the strength that we need to carry on. And His strength is all sufficient to carry out His will, to glorify Him. So this is a very important attribute of God that I think should greatly encourage us in our weakness. His strength is made perfect. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. So Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, I know we're limited here. We're doing short devotions, and so we can't talk about everything. But I think one question would be, as God reveals this to Abram, the very next verse is this application. Why does He say, walk before Me and be blameless, right after He tells him who He is? How does that work? How did that work for Abram, and how does that work? What does that mean for us?
Well, that means, first of all, because God is almighty, Abram needs to obey God. This isn't just, you know, your brother or sister telling you this.
We're not going to do an end run with God.
This is God Almighty who is saying, walk before Me and be blameless. So Abram needs to do this. There could be some painful discipline or consequences that would come if he didn't. Second of all, God has the power to strengthen Abram to walk before Him in a blameless manner. Because we know what's coming up in the next chapter is, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah and this just godless city and culture. I mean, how are you going to be blameless in the midst of a sinful and adulterous generation? Well, God gives the power for that. And how does this relate to us? Well, Kent, I think we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in a decadent society of darkness and depravity. Well, God can give to you and me the strength that we need to give us spiritual fortitude to stand strong, even if we have to stand alone in these dark days, and to resist temptation. God gives us that strength to do that and not to be squeezed into the mold of this world. So I think that's how this speaks to us. And when we pray to God, He has the power to answer. There's nothing beyond the power of God. God is a make-it-happen God. And He delights to step into our impossible situations and flip it and change it, or to give us the strength to go through it, one or the other. But that strength is made perfect in our lives and in our situations.
So so by taking difficult situations, you're saying that God shows Himself strong to take a mess and to fix it for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kent, also, can we not give thanks to God for what we perceive to be unanswered prayer?
Oh, man.
That God knew what was best for us, not to go through this door that we were praying would open. So God's power is also matched with His wisdom. So He never uses His power in an unwise way, like an evil dictator might. His power is used in a holy and perfect way to bring about the greatest good in our life. I mean, what a comfort that is. I need that. And if I am to go forward in a particular path of His will, He can remove every boulder. He can open every door. He can change the hearts of people who are before me. I mean, God can do it all to bring it about. So the omnipotence of God, as we are in prayer, is our great hope and our great confidence that we'll never make a request of God that He doesn't have the power to work it out and bring it to pass. But it's matched with His wisdom and His sovereign will, such that whatever He whatever he causes to happen by his omnipotence, we can know that was good and acceptable and perfect. So I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but I want to encourage you with the omnipotence of God. He is the Almighty. He is a make it happen God, and he can do so in your life and in your circumstances. Call upon him. Bring the matter to him in prayer. Trust him and see how God will work. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.